Well, insider Tracy Ringlesby joining us here in the program. Check out the blog, InsideTheSeams.com. Tracy Ringlesby joining us here on the show. What's going on, Tracy? How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I got to tell this story. We're doing great. So I text Tracy every Monday to see what's a good time to have him on the show. And so I texted him today. And I go, what's a good time?
What's a good time for you?
No, yeah, I know. I go, what's a good time today, Tracy? And he said at 11:30. Just I didn't ask what a good time for him to come on the show was. I said, what's a good time today? He said 11:30. I thought that was pretty funny. I had to get that out there. You just answered the question.
Exactly.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty funny, Tracy. Rocky sitting there in first place after the first month of the season at 16-10. What's your surprise level on that to see them playing so well, in particular with the way at least the bullpen has pitched when they've had one-run leads and leads in the last three innings of the game?
Well, you know what? I really thought the bullpen would wind up being a strength this year. In those situations because of the addition with Holland and Dunn. And I think it has been. I mean, they've had some ugly games, but that's when Jordan Lyles comes in to kind of pick up innings, you know. The starters have done their job, which has been more often than not. I mean, they're nails. But 12 for 13 in saves, the only blown save was Marquez's first start was a 1-0 lead, and they won that game 3-2 or 2-1. So, I think, you know, that's always important because that starts to let everybody else relax a little bit. They don't feel like they have to be up by 10 runs when they go to the seventh inning. So everybody relaxes. And I think the start, to me, has been huge because Sensatella and Freeland have been the guys that have carried the rotation, and the offense hasn't even really... So, I think...
I think we lost you, Tracy. I don't know if you've got a bad cell connection or what.
But these guys can get better than they are.
Okay.
That's a big step forward.
Well, and Tracy, the other thing I was going to say, and we talked about it last week, is they got Ian Desmond back yesterday, which meant they had to make a move. But they're sitting there, so they still don't have Murphy, who they had penciled in to be the number one, or at least the co-number one catcher. With Walters, they don't have Bettis because he's still going through chemotherapy. Gray is still out with a broken toe, so you got two of the guys that were counting on to be starters out of the five-man rotation. They're not playing right now, and then you got Dunn, who's out with some back spasms or whatever. So you're really sitting there. You're not at 100% yet. You're not 100% strength yet, and yet you're leading the division by half a game, which, you know, is okay, but you've already taken and served notice on the western part, you know, the National League West. You've served notice on the Giants, you've served notice on the Dodgers, you've served notice with two out of three in Phoenix against the Diamondbacks. Now if you go on the road and could win at San Diego, you pretty well let the rest of the division know that you're for real and you're going to be there this year.
Well, and you know what? You forgot one guy. You forgot David Dahl.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Dahl. Yeah.
So, I mean, I agree with you. And I think, you know, what's been a boost is, I mean, the other thing is Murphy's a catcher with power. And Murphy's a guy that if he was out there and playing every day, he'd have 20-plus home runs. You know, so he's a big bat. Walters does a good job of getting on base and making some stuff happen, so I'm certainly not going to slide him. But if you have he and you have Murphy, you got a big-time power guy in the middle of your lineup. I mean, at the bottom of your lineup. That's going to be a factor. And I think, you know, Reynolds has played very, very well. All of a sudden, that gives Black the opportunity to really free up Desmond to make sure everybody gets some time off. I mean, if they can go now, if they wanted to give Story just a couple of days, kind of to get his head together or whatever, they got an all-star shortstop that they can put in. If they wanted, you know, if Reynolds hits a tough part, they got an all-star outfielder they can play first base, or when it's like yesterday and they're facing left-handers, they can put him out in left field or they can put him in center field if they need to give up Blackman. So they can put him in left field and put Parr in right field and give Cargo a break. So they really, in a lot of ways, the Desmond thing now is already morphing into what they had hoped for, where they've got an upgraded Zobrist-type player that can fill in so many different places.
I was going to say that, you know, they came up and they started the season. Everybody said, oh, Reynolds is here because, you know, Desmond is hurt and Reynolds is here. And, you know, when Desmond gets back, you know. But Reynolds has really played himself into a position where, I mean, you look at his numbers, he's served notice. Hey, I'm an everyday type player. I can play this position and I can hit the ball and I can be an everyday player here. He's really won himself a position on this team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the interesting thing talking to him, the Rockies tried to sign him right after the season last year. But he had a pretty good year last year, and he was like a lot of the other first basemen that went out there. They thought, well, we'll test the free agent market. There were so many first basemen on the market last winter, that nothing really developed the way any of them thought it would, except for maybe Encarnacion going to Cleveland. And he had a $3 million offer to go to Korea, but he said, I got three young kids. I don't need to take them. I like Colorado. I trusted their people. And they told me they'd do something, that I would at least get that opportunity. So, I mean, I think that speaks well, too, that he had other chances to go. He could have been mad at the Rockies and said, well, I'm not talking to them. They won't do anything better than that. They go out and they sign Desmond. He took the attitude of, you know what, I trust these people. I like them. I'm going to come back and play for them. It's worked out well for him because he's in the top 10 in the league in home runs, RBIs, OPS, all those different things. I mean, he's been a big factor.
Tracy, what did it say about some of the naysayers with Herman Marquez coming in and pitching as well as he did yesterday, shutting out the Diamondbacks for, what, six innings, six and a third?
Okay, you take a 22-year-old kid from Venezuela. He makes the opening day roster. He doesn't get into any games. He goes down to AAA. They get him up to 3 2/3 innings and 70 pitches. If they have a need for a fifth starter, they call him up. It's like 38 degrees. It's raining. You sit there for an hour and 25 minutes before you finally get out there. The defense watches two plays. And you're sitting there saying, you know, he had one bad start. That's all we've ever seen. We've seen him have one bad start. This is the guy. This is the guy they wanted for Dickerson. This is a guy that he was the key guy in the trade. So you got to sit back at it and say, let's give him another opportunity. And I think yesterday he goes into Arizona, that's the third highest scoring team in baseball, in their ballpark, and shuts him down. And he pitches out of trouble, too. It's not just like he had an easy time, that there was never anybody on base. I mean, he gave up some singles, but he responded to those challenges and handled it well. I don't think you can fault him at all. I think he's Alan Freeland, you know, they were the guys battling for the fifth spot.
Yeah.
Now they're the Rockies have 3 wins in the NBA, 3 after their first 5 starts. I don't think either one affected by their surroundings.
Always good to catch up with you, Tracy. We certainly appreciate it. Rockies will be in San Diego for 3 games beginning tomorrow. Thank you so much, and we'll visit next week. Thank you.
Okay, guys.
Take it easy. There you go. Tracy Ringlesby.